Electricity, a big idea that's inspired countless new ones. From powering the light bulb to virtually powering our entire lives. 30 years ago, State Street launched the Spider S&P 500 ETF, SPY. A big idea that inspired the world to invest differently. And still does. What can you do with SPY?
Before investing, consider the fund's investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses. Visit SSGA.com for a prospectus containing this and other information. Read it carefully before investing. SPY is subject to risks similar to those of stocks. All ETFs are subject to risk, including possible loss of principal. Alps Distributors, Inc. Distributor.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Keynote by CNBC Events. I'm Tyler Matheson. On this podcast, we bring you in-depth, candid conversations with executives, experts, and thought leaders. Today, you'll hear from Chuck Lavelle, keyboardist for The Rolling Stones. He's also a tree farmer and the subject of a new documentary, The Tree Man. He joined us at CNBC's ESG Impact Conference on October 28th, 2021, to talk about America's forests as a viable resource that is both good for the economy and the environment. He spoke with my friend and colleague Jane Wells, and here is their conversation.
Chuck Lavelle, you really are a rolling stone who gathers no moss, but how many rock and roll legends have been named a National Tree Farmer of the Year? What started your interest in forestry?
Jane, great to be with you, by the way. It's all my wife's fault. By the way, Rose Lane and I celebrated our 48th anniversary last year, so we've been together a long time. In 1981, Rose Lane inherited about 1,000 acres from her grandmother, and it became our responsibility to carry on a family heritage of stewardship. So I began to study the options, and there was a personal connection for me because my instrument comes from the resource of wood. And so that sort of gave me an impetus to learn more about forestry and to engage.
You studied forestry via correspondence course, I read, while you were traveling with the fabulous Thunderbirds. I mean, that must have been a scene where you're back reading books or whatever, and they're doing, you know, whatever they do. And so then you have turned this 2,500 acres into this tree farm. What happens on that tree farm?
Well, you know, our interest is engaging in sustainable forestry. What does that mean? Well, when you think about all the incredible things that come from the resource of wood, I mentioned my musical instrument, but of course, materials to build our homes and schools and churches, materials to make books, magazines, and newspapers. Our trees and forests clean our water. They clean our air. I think it's the most important natural resource we have now, and especially in an age of climate change, global warming, carbon sequestration is very, very important, and forests are one of the best sequesterers of carbon.
My late father-in-law was a forester with the California Department of Forestry, now called Cal Fire. Interesting name change.
Yeah.
We have so many issues about wood and forests here in the West, especially California, with logging or clearance. What are your thoughts on forestry management in a state like this?
Well, you know, I have a television program on PBS called America's Forest with Chuck Lavelle, and we did an episode in California going to paradise that, as you know, was completely devastated by the campfire. And we also witnessed some of the things being done to help reduce the incidence of wildfire in California. For instance, projects going along highways where they're clearing out about 100, 150 feet on either side of the road in case somebody throws a match or a cigarette or something that would start a wildfire. And that gives Cal Fire more time to get to that area and put it out before it gets into the heavy vegetation and goes crazy. I think that's really important. Another thing is getting the communities that are at risk more comfortable with prescribed burns, where we can do these burns to reduce that understory and prevent the heavy buildup of litter and then help avoid these big wildfires that occur. It's really devastating to see, and having been there firsthand to see paradise, it was quite graphic. So we need more techniques like this. We need more funding, and we need more manpower to tackle this challenge.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. Dear small and medium businesses, no one wants happy customers more than you do. That's why FedEx offers you picture proof of delivery, packageless and paperless returns, as well as weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. FedEx Ground service is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
You, back in 2009, helped launch the Mother Nature Network, MNN, which has merged with Tree Hugger. I mean, did people think you were crazy back then by doing this website, which was sort of this news aggregator for all things environmental?
No, quite the contrary. I think people were ready for a resource that would give good, honest information, news, education, to the public. My partner, Joel Babbitt, and I, you know, when we came up with this concept, we said we need to model something like, for instance, WebMD, but for the environment, where it's easy to navigate, you have accurate information. And we're very proud of the experience that we had with MNN and Tree Hugger. We merged the two together, and right now it's treehugger.com. That's the website. And I am still a consultant and very much involved with the company.
You don't slow down. There is this documentary, Chuck Lavelle, The Tree Man, which you say is really three things. It's about your incredible music career, your incredible love story, now 48 years strong, and then your love of the environment and the trees. What do you want people to get from that film?
Well, you know, my personal impetus for doing it was really to have a document for my family, for my grandchildren, for future generations of our family. And also, Jane, to have a snippet of time that pertains to rock and roll, pertains to our lifestyle of living in the country and the environmental aspect of all of that. And, of course, the relationship between Rose Lane and I. And that snippet of time, by the way, is kind of from 1970, if you will, up to the present day. And I think and I believe it presents a really interesting story of, you know, an individual, but also the people that I work with. You know, we have all the four Rolling Stones in the interviews. We have Eric Clapton. We have David Gilmour. Chris Robinson from the Black Crowes, and a lot of other artists that I've been so privileged to work with through the years. So I'm very proud of my filmmaker, Alan Forrest, that threaded the needle to bring all these three themes together, and it's done quite well. I hope people will check it out.
That was Chuck Lavelle, a rock and roll star in tune with the nature of his instrument on and off the stage. The Keynote is produced by the CNBC Events team. Don't forget to subscribe, and if you enjoyed this episode, share it with a friend. You can visit cnbcevents.com to learn about upcoming events and how you can join us. We'd love to see you. I'm Tyler Matheson. Thanks for listening.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. Dear small and medium businesses, no one wants happy customers more than you do. So you need a business partner just like you. Like FedEx, who understands your passion for serving your customers because they have the same commitment towards you. That's why FedEx offers you picture proof of delivery, packageless and paperless returns, as well as weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. What's more, FedEx Ground is faster to more locations than UPS Ground. Trust FedEx for timely deliveries. See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively FedEx.